This is The Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. I am at Stony Ridge Lake in the Desolation Wilderness near Lake Tahoe, Nevada. California, I guess. I'm in the California side. And this place has a lot of really special memories to me. Because when I, starting about 10 years old, there was an old guy in our church, actually wasn't an old guy at the time, but a guy named Ken Strunk, who, I don't know if he owed my dad money or what, but he took an interest in me and started inviting me to go backpacking with him and some of his friends. And we started an annual backpacking trip up here to Stony Ridge Lake in the Desolation Wilderness. Look at this place. Is this not gorgeous or what? And we probably did this 6 or 7 years, eventually brought some of my friends and even the whole youth group from our church. And then I didn't get back here until I was probably in my mid-30s. And one thing that I've always dreamt about was bringing my family back here to show them this beautiful place. And we finally got to do that. All my family, except for my son Mason, who's stationed at Fort Bliss, got to come with me. And we're here just relaxing today. Hiked up here. It's about 6.5 miles from Meeks Bay in at Lake Tahoe. 6.5 miles and about 2,000 vertical feet up to this lake. And it's just pristine. It's gorgeous. But, you know, it was pristine and gorgeous when I was a kid. And one of the things that I've noticed coming back to the same place over time is just how many more government regulations there are that govern your activities when you come to a place like this. And I want to talk a little bit about that because I think it's an insidious way that the you know, elites just try to control us. And I really believe try to make it so that people won't want to come to places like this because they believe that human beings are a blight on the world. They're a parasite on the earth. And we've heard people say as much from time to time when you listen to these radical environmentalists in the news. Now, look, I'm all for doing whatever it takes to keep areas like this pristine and to take care of our environment in general. I don't see anything wrong with that. As a matter of fact, when I came here as a kid, we were very careful to pack out our trash and bury our waste and, you know, just be responsible with the way that we camped out here. But we were able to do it and still have a really good time and enjoy a little campfire at night that we could sit around and talk and just enjoy being together and keep the mosquitoes away with the smoke and that sort of thing. But the difference today is really striking. When you come to the Desolation Wilderness or pretty much any national or state park in California, the list of rules is a mile long, and their idea of leave no trace is frankly getting a little ridiculous. It's become something of a religion, and I really mean that in its truest sense. There is definitely the concept of sin. There's the concept of redemption. There's the concept of salvation, kind of expressed in different ways in this radical environmentalist religion. But what it comes down to is that human beings are the problem. Human beings are a blight and a parasite on society, not on society, on the globe, on the earth. That in reality, a mosquito has more right to be out here than I do. And I remember reading about this when I was a, teenager, starting to read some of these Sierra Club magazines and things like that. I'm wiping the mosquitoes away. Where they would say, we can't
take care of our environment if we're in our environment. That it's just, if you're walking through a meadow and you step aside to miss a flower, you're still crushing some grass. I mean, give me a break, really. The idea is that human beings don't belong on the earth. And I even heard a radical environmentalist one time tell me that what they really want is for human beings to die off. And that way, he said, nature can go back to being pristine the way it was originally intended to be. My question was, intended by whom? If people don't intend it to be that way, obviously, and he doesn't believe in a God, then his God is Gaia. It's the Mother Earth. And there's some real logical fallacies and difficulties with this religion. But let me get back to the rules that you have to follow out here these days. So it used to be, when I was a kid, if you came out here, you could have a campfire. You had to be responsible with it. You had to keep it contained, and you had to make sure it was out and all that sort of thing. You know, you couldn't go cutting down trees. You had to collect down firewood for your fire. That's okay. Not a big deal. And now, no fire is allowed. You can have a camp stove to cook your food on, but that's it. And so campfires are out. That takes a big, big piece of the enjoyable nature of these kind of trips right off the table. If you read the literature on their Leave No Trace philosophy, they would say that I should not be down here on the edge of this lake camping. That if we're going to camp, we should camp way up there on the mountain behind me on a rock somewhere so that we don't crush any grass or disturb any soil, which is just ridiculous. Camping on a rock, that's not going to be a whole lot of fun. And it gets worse. When I was a kid, when you had to use the restroom out here, you'd go off away from a water source, at least 100 feet, and you dig a cat hole and you do your business in the cat hole, and you bury it back up and put a big rock on top of it so that the animals don't come and dig it up. That makes perfect sense. That's a whole lot more than the animals do out here, for sure. And it keeps it clean and nice for the next set of campers. Today, their literature says that instead of digging a hole for your waste, you should literally pack all of your waste out. You should not just take your toilet paper, but your actual feces in a bag, put it back in your backpack, and carry it out with you. That's just disgusting. I heard one environmentalist say that when I was on a trip several years ago in this same area, he said, if you can't pack your waste out, what you should do is you should go to the bathroom on a big rock and then take another rock and spread your feces out all over that rock. Like just spread it out as thinly as possible all over that rock so that the sun would dry it out faster and blow it away. That would help it to decompose faster. I'm sorry, that's just disgusting. And that same guy would not allow us to use toilet paper of any kind, biodegradable or not. He said you had to use rocks and snow to wipe with. That was the environmentally friendly way to do that. Now, at some point, which we're way past, this just gets absolutely ridiculous. And I think it's starting to become clear to me that the ultimate goal of radical environmentalists, as I said, is just for human beings to die out. I talked to one guy who actually started he said it was a movement. I don't know how big of a movement it is, but he started a group that was encouraging people not to have children. Just get yourself fixed, and then when you die, then there's just two less people, you and your partner die, there are two less people on Earth. And if everybody just does that long enough, sooner or later, he was the one who said Earth would go back to being without human beings the way it was originally intended to be. Again, intended by whom? And I told him I thought that was a fantastic idea, that him and all of the people who thought like him definitely should not breed, neither should they vote. And then once they die out, people that have a brain in their head could enjoy life once again. Well, unfortunately, many of those people are getting positions in government and in the Forest Service, in the Department of Homeland Security, in the Department of the Interior. There are people in high places of power that believe that way, who have worked very hard to make it basically miserable to come out here and camp. Now, obviously, you still get to enjoy the beautiful place. It's, I don't recall it being any less beautiful when I was here as a kid and we could actually enjoy campfires. And we could bury our waste and didn't have to pack it out. But again, it's just really frustrating to see this kind of literally a religion taking hold in our schools, getting a hold of our children, really ruining our children's minds toward the beauty of nature and the place that human beings hold in nature. We belong here every bit as much as the rock that I'm sitting on, or the tree behind me, or the ducks that are swimming by in this lake. Human beings were intended to be here, and God intended for us to come out here and enjoy this. And we can come out here and enjoy this responsibly without having to spread our feces on a rock. Those are my thoughts for today. And this may help to explain why I missed a day on the podcast, but hopefully this will make up for it. And this view, it doesn't get much better than the scenery like this, for sure. If you ever get a chance to come out and visit the Desolation Wilderness, I highly recommend it. If you need a good trail recommendation, I can show you where Stony Ridge Lake is on the map, and you can get up here without too much trouble. So, oh, one more thing, crazy thing as far as rules go. We used to hang our food. Actually, I don't remember hanging our food when I was a kid. I don't think we did. I think we just put it under a rock or something like that. But it got to the point where they wanted you to hang your food so that the bears wouldn't get it. Now, there are not a lot of bears out here, but there are a few. And so that was a smart thing to do. We would throw a rope up over a limb, and we would hoist the food up there, and that wasn't too much trouble. That was okay. Kept the majority of the bears out. Well, today they want you to carry a bear canister. They say that it's bad for the trees, for you to put food up in the trees, and the bears are learning to get the food down. Bears learning. Well, I don't know about that. It may have happened once, but I doubt it happens often. But now they want you to carry a big heavy bear canister that is basically bear proof, so you can imagine how thick and heavy it has to be, and just put your food in there and set it on a rock. The problem is they take up all the space in your pack. They're not big enough for all of the food that you need to carry. For we have six people, so we would have to have at least four of those bear canisters, and then you don't have room for anything else. So like I say, they're just doing everything they can to take all the fun out of coming out to a place like this. And I, for one, call me a dinosaur, but I kind of resent it. All right, that's all we've got for the podcast today. Thanks for watching. I'm Chuck Holton. This is The Hot Zone. So I'm hiding under a dead log while the hail comes down. And looks like it may be about to get a whole lot worse. It's some serious hail coming down. You can see it all across the lake, just splashing into the lake.
What?
What's happening?
It's hailing. The size of marbles. Sounds like popcorn.